On one occasion,
I was in a conference
center like this.
When it
came time for the concluding speaker to stand,
the conference,
announced, he wasn't from this country, but
he stood,
looked left, looked right, and they departed. My dear young sisters, responsibility to address you.
I know I'm sorry, them. Did I make you some buffoon thing?
I pray for the
conference,
Amy.
Mebongakam, Mbenge.
Ongam,
Maratodo, Kevin Dinarudo, Ditangiko, say it did dog them buffoon. Bunty swear the baby them buffoon. Ikiton kissong, Uem Kama.
A
case we do, Yabasi. Don bufo ekedu yembon emi ekema dem bufo enyi ekerede mponti nsi eba am bufo mana enyene enkori uwe mi son akan na aton eme na otungi kon kande bufo eme enyene ikpogi dem enyi ekabade me uwo ekbong de iso basi kenyo
of your heavenly father
idara ema da eben bufo kisong.
Where did you hear? Those first years were precious, special years. Satan had no power to tempt you.
For
you had not yet become accountable.
You were
innocent.
You were called.
Soon you enter that period some have labeled
the terrible teens.
I prefer the
sobriquet teen.
What a time of opportunity.
Ine,
a season of growth.
Ine, a semester of development.
Marked by the acquisition of knowledge and the quest for truth. No one has described the teenage years as being easy.
It will work at the end of
insecurity. Of feeling as though you just won't measure up.
Ini mudi onke meri nam fodo mis iswa miswa ndi yomi dem fo ke otu men kam fo ine mi edi ine yom den di da ke dem fo nkante me ande nyene mu fo e yom den ni no fi fe ndi da mo enyunge
will tempt you.
Edi ton iswa mi
ande di o
yom den ndi da ndomo mu fo manatodo fo pedwo.
Which will lead you back to that heavenly home. And back to your loved ones there. And back to your heavenly Father.
The
world around you is not equipped to find the help you need to make it through this rough and treacherous journey. So many in our society today seem to have slipped from the moorings of safety and drifted
in
the harbor of peace, permissiveness, immorality, pornography, drugs, the
power of
pressure, all these and more cause many to be tossed about on a sea of sin,
crushed
on the jagged reefs of lost opportunities, forfeited blessings, and shattered dreams. Is there a way to save? Is there an escape?
Then,
usum
edi yango odo.
Ndi mo ekeme.
Ndi mi keme ndi bora nsobo.
Ibora
edi I. Ite mi edi.
Etinge
yini se. Ikang ande yanga.
Nde.
Awande uyama uyamo fora basi.
Meting
nyung fiangting.
Idugu ntubube.
Me ekem ekem de. Me yobio songde. Me awa wade nyang osobde emi onwana basi mi kemeke ndi nyanga enyeke kukut okposugwe di oyobio efumede ke
owuro burusong
enyeke kukut mbufo etedi susong mi emi yom di tingi ko anna mbufo okono yomi mbanga me idionga ke uyamo fora basi emi edi nyanga de mbufo.
Essential signals from the Lord's lighthouse
will
help you return to that Father who eagerly awaits your triumphant homecoming. Those three signals are,
believe,
nkobitem
obey
ye
and endure. First I mention a
believe
that you're a daughter of the Father.
Enya mama mbufu nko kembufu edumi yentak ndinyene nsinsi idinya enimke edi sangasanga
ye
mbori dem ke gospel edi akpanpo medintiense kedintre enimke bukuri komi mbufu etengdi ko
ibori ko
young women
Try always to live the values which are
set forth.
Believe that your dream states that if you accept and act upon those values,
you will be prepared to strengthen your family
to make and keep sacred covenants to
receive the Lord's temple
and to eventually
enjoy
the blessings of exaltation. These are beautiful gospel truths.
By following them,
you'll be happier throughout your life here. And you will be if you disregard them. Most of you were taught the truths of the gospel from the time you were a toddler.
You were taught by your parents and
your
teachers. The truth is important to
you. You believed what you were taught. All
now
that testimony can continue to be fed spiritually. As you grow, as you pray for guidance, as you
attend
your church meetings each week, it is up to you to keep your testimony alive.
Satan will
try with all his might to destroy it. Throughout your entire life,
Satan,
you will need to nurture it, as with the flame of a bright burning fire. Your testimony is continually fed.
The testimony of your song
members completely. You must not let this happen. Besides attending your Sunday meetings and your weeknight activities, when you have the chance to be involved in this seminary, whether in the early morning or in these time classes, take advantage of that opportunity.
Many of you are
attending seminary now. As with anything in life, much of what you take from your seminary experience depends on your attitude and your willingness to be taught. May your attitude be one of humility and a desire to learn. How grateful I am for the opportunity I had as a teenager to
attend
early morning seminary to play a vital role in my development and
following
my testimony. Seminary can change my life. Some years ago, I was on the board of directors with a fine man who
changed
his life. I was impressed with his integrity and his loyalty to the church.
I
learned that he had gained a testimony and had joined the church because of seminary. When he married his wife at the seminary, a lifelong member of the church, he belonged to the church. Through the years, and despite her efforts to show no interest, he continued to his children. He accepted the invitation.
The board of the
plantation was
opened.
He had
a vision.
His heart was touched. For the rest of that school year, he attended seminary with daughters and eventually his membership and a lifetime activity in the church.
That
seminary helped build and strengthened your testimony. Oh, there will be times when you face challenges.
Oyedu inemi ofo aru nyene diwa
as you pursue other interests,
I plead with you to keep it strong. It is your responsibility and yours alone to keep its flame burning brightly.
Effort is hard, but it is effort.
She would tell her parents she was going to her activity night.
The teacher had received inspiration that night to abandon what she had previously planned and to speak to the girls about remaining morally clean as she began sharing her thoughts and feelings. The woman in question checked her watch often to be sure she didn't miss one of the rings. However, as the discussion progressed, she was touched. Her conscience awakened and her determination renewed. When it came, she ignored the repeated sounds of the outer door summoning her. She remained throughout the evening with her teacher, the young girls in the class. The temptation to detour from God's approved way had been averted. Satan had been frustrated. For many months, she had no friends at school. They couldn't accept that she was unwilling to do the things they did. She remained steadfast. Eventually gained friends who shared her friendship. Now, several years later, she had a temple and four children. How different her life could have been.
mi kpit ke ntere kere ntu wa mesi ekpeti ede edi ndimbe nye esi nam nye di se nye di de edi man di to ivan yonete ke bukpuru edi mbe eke mbufo emekde enyere otep ekere njene ete mbo amye fo emekde mi nso ke enye keme ndi nam kuwe mi
what will I think of myself
nso ke mi nkere mbange de
mi
nte fo mesi kpongo ton akop ekpuru uyo rosi tindi ka onofi kufre orudu andi ita usonga ke doro difi ubo ke ibot ayon wabo anka ate bo Holy Ghost teresi tifo tutu esim ukpong fo na I contient se to de abasi. The prophet Isaiah akagwade utombo fo ye ko bi ko. Adawade usunga di emi. Sangadu ganye. Eyo mi edi ujo nam. Eyo nam temade. Babru nkpontbe ye meke se ekebendi se. Ewu me dai so wo. Temmo eyo mde. Temmo nam di do. Den prindi te eyo mdi tien temmo. Mewo ntem ebia di berebasi yi diok eri na mmo nte utip idio mkpo iduge eku ya ebia mbufo enimi ne eno akpukuru mkpo men enim ngwere di itadi igwe mkpo awo meba utip idio mkpo esi eku weme mi aye bo ke uweme ke eri di de kiso ntem eri na mfo kere nte eri na mfo na mfiesi nte fo mebe ngidem ndi kaiso ni na moto me eri da de fi bre tenyin kenyo usongo mi yomde eri ndi san ke usong nto an kwa fio me me mandi to iban me mfo emenye ne eno ndi me ami mebe mfo ekop item aba ama dogote edie ki don gbo fo gbe di okten ti do eje sina ntes no kama twan kwa fyo ndere min di ti enye ba eno fi e kambe no edi me me ndi ko ite me ndi yo woro nso
to withstand with courage
ndi yo woro ndi da yesu ruko
courage may be necessary for you to believe
ndi da yesu ruko edi mpo di yomde afo yomde manato de nim ke kpane ko anyo so ebo nko
will be required as you endure
ntefo
till that day when you will leave this mortal existence
song edem ye iko ukpe mpo to de fo abasi eye ngwa mfi mana song ada
I have so many problems
wan kera matanga no me menya mfana tutu mfana uwa mami ya kanmi nso kenkame ndi na ami mma ntingi mna mma nte ntingi den nofi mfin mi yom uwa mami ya tuwa de kenyo kiet kusen nim tiet kusen nte fonam du ade asan ade ya ba se nye ye da fi o son ayo omo mbo ba fo aka ma
until we've lived a lifetime guided by the spirit
to do when for do when me spirit ya yode
a lifetime of good deeds and righteousness
o you when for ye de o when anam de ti
and endure to the end and you shall live
son ada ya ba se to do as mo to ke ye bo te
will I give eternal life
it is for some other day I have say no fin since you can time in you get the rainbow men kai feri iban me it go 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 there can it is some otu or it is then since you am go you about ten buffet din song or am go ndi ye ndi ta ba si kenyo emi e ke no dey the rainbow kini emi you do emum idem buffet kama tutu awaro otube mkpo menti itoro edu uwem edi eno mbufo edi eke enimde yagami edi edi diyo mbufo ami mbo wakamami kenyin Jesus Christ andi nyanganyin
amen.